A dying woman said to her husband, "When I die, I don't want you to put RIP in my tombstone. RIP stands for rest in peace. I want you to put SYS, which means see you again." Why see you again? I'll see you soon, not see you again. That's the joke. See you soon. I was, you know, wondering why you did not laugh. But anyway, see you soon. You know, in our gospel today, in John chapter 14, 15 to 21, Jesus said that this is the second part of the discourse, the Last Supper discourse, and he was saying that he will be living. But he said in our gospel today, "Do not worry, because I will see you soon. In a little while, you will no longer see me, but I will be with you forever. I will always be with you." You see, because of the resurrection, for us Christians, death is not goodbye. Death is see you soon. Because that is the promise of the resurrection, that God, we will see God again face to face. And he promised in last Sunday's reading that there is a dwelling place prepared for all of us. And there where I am, you will be also, Jesus said. In that case, we will see him soon. The lessons of our gospel today is very simple. One, life is a journey. It is a journey. And God is telling us that in this journey, he will be with us. John 14:16, "My Father will send you another advocate who will be with you always." Who will be with you always. He will never leave us orphans, the gospel says, because there will be somebody journeying with us. You see, the journey to life may not be lonely if we allow God to journey with us. Somebody said it beautifully, that life is a series of steps and stops. But in the gospel today, Jesus is telling us that he will be in every steps and in every stops. He will journey with us. And that is life's journey. In the age of cell phone and social media, we can always keep in touch with anyone, even if he is halfway around the globe. And it is a God telling us that we can be in touch with him in prayer. We don't need a gadget. We don't need a network. We don't need a signal. We don't need a line. We just need to pray, and he will always be there. He will always be there. There is a saying that a journey to the 1,000 miles begins with a single step. And you have heard that many times, that a journey to the 1,000 miles begins with a single step. I invite everyone, today, let's start our first journey with Jesus. And we will journey 1,000 miles with Jesus. That is as simple as that. If life is a journey, and it is a God promising us, sending an advocate, another advocate, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, to be with us always, when he says it, he means it. But we have to invite God. We have to invite the Spirit. Lord, today I thank you for another day. Let me journey with you this day. Let my first step and every step that I take today be a journey with you. And it will be a journey with Jesus. Second and last point. Life is a journey. But what kind of journey? It is a journey of love. It is a journey of love. Whoever loves me, Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 21, the last verse of our gospel, whoever loves me, my Father will love him, and I will love him, and I will reveal myself to him. You see, the greatest commandment of God is very simple. John chapter 15, verse 12, and everyone should memorize it by heart. John chapter 15, verse 12. Love one another as I have loved you. To love God means to love God sincerely and concretely. To live the gospel in its simplest form. Don't complicate the gospel. He's only demanding one thing, the newest and the greatest commandment. John chapter 15, verse 12. Love one another as I have loved you. As I have loved you. Brothers and sisters, God is inviting us to a relationship. And it is a relationship of love. He wants to journey with us. Let every day in our daily life, in our everyday, our most important appointment be an appointment with God. And let the most important agenda in our day is to love. And I can guarantee you, it will be an exciting day and it will be an exciting journey every day. But we have to make that daily appointment with God, and we have to make that most important agenda to love. Charity. Charity. Today's gospel is the second part of that discourse, of the Last Supper discourse. And it's inviting us that life is a journey. And God, in that journey, is always there. That is why he said, see you soon. See you soon, not see you again. Second, the soon in the see you soon is now and already. It's a theological concept that we always say, that we are already saved now and already and not yet. Why do we say that the see you soon is now and already? Because Jesus promises, whoever loves me, the Father will love him. And I will love him. And I will reveal myself to him. You see, when we love God, we will experience God more. Because God promised that he will reveal himself to us more. When we love God, we will see how magnificent, how tremendous, how great God is in the Eucharist that we receive. And we will also see God every time we go to the Adoration Chapel, face to face with God. And when we love God, God will reveal to us that every person we meet is a candidate of Jesus. He's a person to love. We have our biases. We have our criticisms of others. But know that every person is a candidate to love. Every person is a person to love. Because that's the most important thing that Jesus wanted for all of us. And that's the newest and greatest commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. I'll give you one example of how to love. Because sometimes we envision that loving is difficult. But it's not. It's not. I'm trying to live a life of love. And it has been, you know, it has been my lifelong passion ever since I entered the seminary. And simple ways. In our office, every time I would use the kitchen, after I've used it, I have to clean it. Clean it in such a way that I am preparing it for the next person who's going to use it. If I use the restroom, our restroom, or in any restroom, in the airplane especially, I always clean it thoroughly because I know that the next person is a Jesus to love. And I prepare it because that next person will be using it. And I want him to use or her to use it clean. And that's loving. Simple, very simple. And every one of us can do that. Sometimes we make so many difficult decisions how we want to love. But there are many ways to love. Concretely, as I've said, if we really love God, we have to love God sincerely and concretely. It's not what we know. It is how we put into action what we know. The real challenge of life is this, to live the words of the gospel in its simplicity. In its simplicity. If we cannot live the words of the gospel in simplicity, never mind knowing it, never mind understanding it, you will not understand and know it thoroughly because we cannot live it. Please hold stand.